Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cat Noir presents Pink Tiger and the Curious Case of the Pale Lemur. Written and performed by Kevin Chilvers and Matt Saunders. 'Twas the day of merriment, and all was not well in the Tinsel household. For when the children awoke, they found to their horror that Christmas had been cancelled. There were no presents under the tree, and little Tommy and Toby Tinsel believed they had been added to the naughty list. But I can tell you, they hadn't. For I am Santa Claus! Just in case you hadn't realized. Trademark. Now, Mr. Tinsel was so shocked that all the lovely presents he wanted to bestow on his children had disappeared that he immediately called in the services of the one and only Pink Tiger, the most famous Panthera detective in all the world. And of course, where the Pink Tiger goes, he's always followed by his ever-present, I added a little pun there, did you spot it? And loyal butler, Burrowing Owl. We join them in the family home, scrutinizing the crime scene.
So, Mr. Tinsel, you say when you awoke, all the presents that were under the tree had gone?
Yes, Pink Tiger. I have to say, it's very unusual to see a tiger wearing a top hat and tails, carrying a cane, and yet not wearing any trousers.
I can assure you it's quite natural for tigers not to wear trousers.
That really wasn't the point I was making.
What gifts were taken?
All of them.
And inside?
Toys. Lots and lots of toys. I like to spoil my children, so it was many, 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 many toys.
Yes, thank you for being so specific.
Oh, you want a list?
That would aid me in being able to locate them, yes.
Well, I have the receipts in my wallet. Here. As you can see, Pink Tiger, I only buy the best and most expensive presents for my children.
Indeed. Many of these are the most sought-after presents children have wanted for generations. A Magna Doodle, a Cabbage Patch Kid, Furby, Tickle Me Elmo, Tracy Island, Game Boys, Pogs, Disney Enchanted Princess Castle playset. These must have cost a pretty penny.
Oh, yes. Note how much money is in my wallet, Tiger. I literally ooze the damn stuff. Can't give it away. That's how rich I am.
And do you also keep your charm in your wallet?
No. Oh, hang on.
Was the door locked, Mr. Tinsel?
Yes. The doors and windows were deadlocked. I checked them myself before going to bed. A real locked room mystery, eh?
Usually reserved for murders, but yes, it would seem so. Burring out. Mr. Tinsel, meet my faithful butler.
The pleasure is all yours.
Indeed, sir. I am rippling with pleasure. If I may be so bold, sir. Go ahead. Yes, Burringer, the fireplace. Mr. Tinsel, did you block the fireplace last night?
Of course I didn't. How would Santa get down the chimney if I blocked the damn thing?
Yes, Burringer, you are quite right. So it would seem we have a slender thief who's able to slide down your chimney to appropriate your gifts and then wait till morning for you to enter the room so that they can make good their escape.
I got my wife to call you. I haven't left this room yet. My God. They could still be here.
I think that's rather unlikely, there, Mr. Tinsel.
I see him.
No. Far be it from me to point this out to you, sir, but that is a cuddly toy.
Cuddly toy, eh?
Highly strung, isn't he, sir?
Yes, Burrowing Owl, he is. What did you find in the other rooms?
This, sir. Next to the back door. Obviously where the culprit made their escape.
Lemur fur. Curious. Take a look over these receipts. Do you see anything relevant?
Yes, sir, I do. All the purchases are from the same chain of shops.
Excellent work. The foot is a game, my feathery friend.
Yes, sir. He does seem rather more annoyed that he has lost his expensive gifts than that they are for his children.
Unfortunately, sir.
He won't be stealing from me anymore.
I think you need a hobby, sir.
I have a hobby. I have kids.
I don't think kids are classified as a hobby, sir.
Well, they're not a full-time pursuit, so they definitely fall under investments and other interests.
Big Tiger, would you like me to pepper him and place an apple up his...
No, Burrowing Owl. If we eat everyone who hires us, we're going to get a bad reputation.
Yes, sir. Can I at least scratch his face off?
Burrowing Owl, claws down.
And Claws Down, my new podcast about mental health, is out every Wednesday. Oh, 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 oh.
I don't want to tell you how to do your job, sir, but please do stick to the script.
Sorry. And so, with no further ado, Mr. Tinsel commissions Pink Tiger to begin his investigations, paying him a handsome sum of cold, hard cash. Lots of spondoolies. Christmas has certainly arrived for the Pink Tiger. Meanwhile, following the leads they have, the detective and his butler head to a local toy shop.
It's very quiet here, Burrowing Owl. I thought there might be more children and general merriment.
It's Christmas Day, sir. Shops are mostly closed.
It looks like this one is not only closed, but empty.
Do you want me to jemmy a fire exit? I brought my owl bar.
I take it you mean the crowbar you hold in your hands?
I do, sir. But this is my own version. The owl bar's not black, but brown, like a tawny.
And that's the only difference between it and a crowbar?
Yes, I had it specifically made to go into my super sleuth belt.
And yet you wear no trousers.
Neither do you, sir.
People do keep mentioning that.
There's a homeless man coming over, sir. Shall I shoo him away?
No, Burrowing Owl. Homeless people are human, just like us.
We're a tiger and an owl, sir.
Indeed.
I'll check the back exit of the shop.
Hello. Do you want to buy a big tissue?
No, thank you. Sorry, did you say big tissue?
Yes, I am literally waving a large handkerchief in your face whilst wearing the clothes of a homeless man. I am clearly outselling my wares to a tiger on Christmas Day on a snow-covered street.
Why are you explaining exactly what's happening?
Oh, I see.
Oh, Pink Tiger, I thought they might be able to fool you a little longer, but it seems you now recognize me.
No, not at all.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
Then I will rip off my disguise, which I am doing at this very second, revealing the cunning master criminal and monarch of disguises, Zotanzidonk.
Never heard of you.
Ah, you always do this.
No, I don't.
And you always say that.
I wouldn't.
Oh, you'll be laughing on the other side of your face when I have finished with you.
I won't. I don't have a mouth on the other side of my face. And also, the other side of my face is inside my head.
Oh, you think you are so clever, don't you? Well, let's see how smart you are with my tiny dagger in
your... Got you.
What's this? Get off me!
Shall I gut him, Pink Tiger?
Now, Burrowing Owl. This is a Christmas episode. There's no need for any gratuitous violence.
Let me go! Oh, thank you, Owl, for letting me go. I will now point my finger in Pink Tiger's face and tell him my fiendish plan.
Please do stop narrating your life. It's a very peculiar habit.
But I am the greatest storyteller in the history of the world.
Unlikely.
I narrate all our goings-on so that the listeners are in no doubt of what they are hearing.
I know you do it every time we meet.
Ah! You admit it then. You don't know me.
Damn.
This time, I am here to defeat you in a very unconventional way. I will now solve the murder before you do.
There's been no murder, Zotanzidonk. You're obviously in the wrong episode. It's a mystery, you fool.
I will now solve the mystery before you do.
You won't?
Oh, yes, I will.
You won't?
Yes, I will.
Nope.
I will!
Okay, let's just say you are ahead of the game, and you have some clues that I don't.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Well, the shelves of the store were cleared late last night, and lemur fur was found on the fire exit. It was the same at Baxter's and Langley's toy shops.
Yes, Burrowing Owl. It is strange that Mama's Little Monsters wasn't touched.
I agree.
Then we must head there.
See? I'm ahead of you. I have the clues.
Which you then imparted to us, and luckily, we have transport.
The Pink Tiger has clicked his paws. But wait, fingers. What do I say?
I think the listeners can work out what's happened without the need for any narration. Bye-bye!
Yes, bye-bye. Oh no! Damn! They will get there before me!
I will not be beaten. I, Zartan the Donk, can also click my fingers or hooves. I cannot do it. Damn you, Pink Tiger. You have defeated me again.
And so we leave Zartan the Donk in one street as the Pink Tiger and his servant head to another.
Hey, I want to narrate.
Shush, or I'll throw this tangerine at your head.
No, you won't. Zartan is a good person.
Oh, 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 take that.
Ow, you missed. Your aim is far too low and you hit my shoulder. Ha ha. Now, Zartan is rummaging in his sack and has removed a tennis ball machine. And is now pointing it at me. He is loading it with small orange fruits. Ow! 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 Stop that! That stings! Ow!
Now, as I was saying, Pink Tiger and Burrowing Owl have reached the one and only toy shop left in Penribbit that still has gifts. This shop is probably the same set as the previous scene, as there are only a few shops in Penribbit, and even less who will allow filming to take place over the Christmas period. As Burrowing Owl tunnels inside, a mysterious long-tailed stranger watches from the shadows. Whoa, I liked reading that bit. This is almost proper drama. Ha 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 ha! As if.
Excellent burrowing. The shelves are still full, sir. Looks like we got here in the nick of time. However, it now seems we're in the dark. Did you bring the torch?
I did, sir. Unfortunately, I've left it on the carriage, in my utility belt. I'll sneak out the back and check the fuses.
Ah! Are you okay, Burrowing Owl?
Yes, sir. In the dark, I may have fallen down my own hole. I will endeavour to get to the fuse board and put the lights back on.
Good chap. Ooh, what was that?
I kick you in the face.
Well, please stop kicking me in the face.
But it's what I do. It's my special move.
Well, stop doing it to my face. I'm very proud of my feline features.
Okay, then I will kick you in the shins.
I'm not sure tigers have shins. Ow, that definitely hurt.
See, you do have shins. Take that, and that.
Quite. Who the devil are you?
I am the Pale Lemur. Die, Red Calvin.
I know the lights are off, but I'm a tiger. And I'm pink.
And now we head to the advert break, where many people may try and sell you things. Unless, of course, you are paying for an ad-free premium service, in which case, this will feel like I've just taken a breath.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pink Tiger has been granted no such pause in his adventure. As he continues to be assaulted by a mysterious attacker, Burrowing Owl is about to switch the lights back on.
Now, which one of these is the lights? Oh, hello, can I help you?
I'm a Rudolf the Reindeer. Look at my big red nose, soft brown fur, and woody antlers. I will save you.
I'm not currently in need of saving, Mr. Reindeer. What I am in need of is an electrician.
Ah, yes. I am also skilled in electrics. Let me just difficult to do with fake hooves over my own hooves. I need to find new wires. Ah, yes. I have them now.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Rudolph.
Ha! My disguise as a Rudolph, the part-time electrician and full-time reindeer, has a fool to you. Let me just take off this red nose, saddle, and stripy trousers. There! Do you recognize me now?
I'm afraid I don't, sir.
It is I, your master's nemesis, Zartan the Donk.
Nope, I don't recognize you at all.
But I only saw you a few minutes ago, and before that I tied you and Pink Tiger to a train track to kill you.
And yet here I am. I'm sorry, I don't remember you.
Ah, you are doing this on purpose! Annoying bird!
I don't have time for this.
You are a running off! Back through the shop! I am a following!
Stop narrating!
And now we are on the sales area, where Pink Tiger is hiding, like the coward he is, behind some boxes, whilst a lemur performs kung fu, facing a wall in the corner.
Burrowing Owl, over here.
I've turned the lights back on, sir. Also, I found this gentleman who apparently says he knows you.
Ah! I do know you! You know I do!
Sorry, Burrowing Owl, I've been a little preoccupied. Thankfully, the lemur had its eyes closed when it attacked me, so it's not yet noticed I've managed to escape. What are you doing here, Zartan?
I used a cunning disguise to fool your butler so that I can once again plague you at Christmas.
You didn't fool me.
Oh. Well, now I am no longer wearing any disguise. I am showing my beautiful donkey face with a long nose, deep-set eyes, with fur
yes,
that...
Yes. We can all imagine what a donkey looks like. With ginormous ears.
I don't have ginormous ears.
We'll leave it up to the listeners to decide in their own imagination.
No. I must describe everything. And my ears are very small.
Yes, Burrowing Owl. Very, very small.
Well, no, they are not tiny. They are of normal size.
For a bat.
No, I am a donkey, not a bat.
Then where do you have wings?
I don't have wings. This is my dark brown duffel coat. Why are you yawning?
You are such a frightfully dull nemesis.
No, I am not.
Are you following me around town? The court order states you're not to come within 500 feet of me. Did you just step back?
No.
I think you did.
Sir, you need to curtail your teasing. The pale lemur has opened their eyes.
Where are you now, Red Cow?
You'll never find this pale lemur.
Said Pink Tiger from behind the empty boxes in the corner near the Barbies.
Oh, God's sake.
That's it. Eat babies.
Eat babies? Whatever's she going on about?
I'm a vegan. I don't eat babies.
Oh, don't bore me. Vegan this, vegan that, vegan a ham sandwich.
That's not how veganism works.
But now, eat babies.
You are being attacked by a pale lemur who is shooting babies from her fur like a Gatling machine gun.
Be a good chap and stop telling us exactly what's happening when we can see it with our own eyes.
Oh, I'm afraid, sir. I've been hit.
Don't worry, Burrowing Owl. I'll get us out of here, alive or otherwise.
Very reassuring, sir.
What we need is a plan.
Yes, sir. Good plan, sir.
Zah, pass me that roll of bubble wrap.
I am now passing you the roll
over. Yes, I can see that. Now wrap me up.
I am now wrapping...
Whilst keeping quiet. Honestly, 2 minutes of quiet would be lovely. Burrowing Owl, I want to execute plan 35.
Righto, sir.
I am now wrapping the Pink Tiger in a bubble wrap whilst Burrowing Owl is opening a box and getting a machine out.
Good work, Zartan. I'm ready. Off I go. Right, you.
Take more babies.
Nice try, but as you can see, I'm now fully childproof. So tell me, Pale Lima, why are you stealing all the toys in Pen Rivet?
Because my children need to be entertained. They have the attention span of a goldfish watching YouTube. I do not know why they are that way. Oh, look, they're drawn.
Listen up, Lima. Drop the babies or Burrowing Owl will have no option but to take further action.
Okay, I give up.
Oh, very good. She has now dropped the babies and has her hands in the air. I will make a citizen's arrest.
Keep back, Zartan. Look out.
Got you.
Uh-oh. It seems like I'm now being held a hostage.
You can kill him if you like.
What?
It won't stop me from bringing you to justice.
Come now, pal Lima. How about the truth? Entertaining your children's not the real reason why you've committed these thefts, is it? The boxes over there are all labelled up ready to be sent to customers. And this invoice shows the proprietor of this shop to be one Mrs. P. Lima. There are no broken windows here, so therefore you must have keys to this shop. And how strange that this retail unit was the only one which had not been ransacked.
Oh, very clever, Owl. Yes, I own this shop. I have stolen all the toys in town to ensure my empire can be expanded. This humble boutique will now move into the big league. Rebranded and the only place for miles where people will be able to buy toys. Due to copyright reasons, it will have to be called Toys For You.
Why steal all the Christmas presents?
Just making sure the first week of sales will be bumper. Now buck up the both of you so I can make my escape. The horse thing will be coming with me.
I am actually a donkey-zebra hybrid.
Oh, I thought you were wearing stripy trousers. At least you are wearing trousers.
Here we go again.
Do not follow me.
Now, Burrowing Owl.
The drone is swooping in. But it has been shut down with a baby.
Nice try, suckers.
I believe so.
Who left this remote control car here? Ow! Now let go. It hurts my paws. I fall down.
Plan 35 executed, sir.
Brilliant work, Burrowing Owl. Let me just handcuff the lemur.
That was plan 35? How often do you use that?
You'd be surprised. Get up, pale lemur. It's jail for you.
Oh, my little ones. Do not cry. Mummy will only be gone a short while.
A stretch of 10, I should think.
What am I going to do with all these babies, Pink Tiger?
I'll leave you to find a crash burrowing out. Good luck, old chap.
With the pale lemur defeated, the pink tiger and Zartan Zedonk, their uneasy alliance at an end, walk out onto the street. Pink Tiger has a stuffed owl under his arm, no doubt a present for some deserving child.
Burrowing Owl's still inside the shop gathering the gifts for the Tinsel family, but I have secured the pale lemur to the back of my carriage. I'll drop her off outside the prison gates. Can I give you a lift anywhere, Zartan, or perhaps you'd like to have a Christmas drink back in my mansion?
Ha-ha! You may have the pale lemur, but now you will die by being crushed by this reversing dumper truck full of unwanted Furbies. You fell right into my trap.
No, you fell into mine. I lied. Burrowing Owl's been here all the time, disguised as this stuffed owl. And we've really had enough of you for the day. Cuff him.
Ow!
I meant put handcuffs on him.
Sorry about that, sir. My mistake. Whoops. Apologies. Another mistake.
That was not a mistake. Do not put those handcuffs on me.
Enjoy Christmas, old chum. Burrowing Owl, let's go. There are children who don't have any presents. We can't have that on Christmas Day now, can we?
Yes, sir. Giddy up.
Hey, no! I have been handcuffed to the dumper truck, and it is now tipping. I am about to be crushed by 2,000 unwanted Furbies. Somebody help me, please. I don't want this. It's not fair. It's too many. Stop. Help me.
Sing me a song.
And there ends our tale. Merry Christmas to all of you at home. You have been listening to Cat Noir Presents Pink Tiger and the Curious Case of the Pale Lemur. Written, produced, recorded, and edited by Kevin Chilvers and Matt Sanders. Promotional material by Laurie Stone. Give us a like and subscribe if you like what we do. And please leave a review. Follow us on Instagram at Cat Noir Podcast and join us in 2 weeks' time for a totally new year and a totally new story. Oh, 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 oh! Trademark.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.